Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
This is Mark Graham.
Mark, listen, my name is R.D. Mercer. My wife is down there at y'all's bank, down there at Admiral and Memorial there yesterday.
Yes, sir.
In that far left-hand lane over there.
In the drive-in lane?
Yeah, in the drive-up window.
Okay.
And she was standing there, wasn't paying any attention, and had her hand out the window, and that teller lady opened that drawer up and chewed up a middle finger on her left hand over.
Oh, Mr. Merchel, I'm so sorry.
It's Mercer. It's M-E-R-C-E-R.
M-E-R-C-E-R?
Yeah.
She was in the first lane that's closest to the building?
Yeah, where that drawer come out there. Tore the nail back to the quick there on her middle finger.
Oh, Mr. Mercer, has she been to a doctor?
Well, she didn't have to go to no doctor. We put a little Mercurochrome on there and a bandage. But I tell you what the problem is there, is that she does most of the work in my family. I'm retired.
Right.
And she makes them Indian dream catchers and rain sticks. You know, we sell them out there at the corner off 193rd Street.
Now, what are those?
Well, it's them Indian dream catchers in big circles that weave and things through there with the little feathers hanging off of them.
I know what you're talking about.
And then
about.
Rain sticks, she hollers out a little bird's limb, puts some ball bearings down in there when you flip it up and down, sound like a rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And we get most of our income from that and a little. I got a rent house in Gore, I make a little money off that. But I tell you, we're down for a while till that finger heals up. So it's a little bit more than a bandage and Mercurochrome. We kind of cut our income by about half. Or next couple of weeks till that damn thing heals up.
What were the? I'm not having been there, Mr. Mercer. I don't know what happened. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, by God, it just tore the nail right off her middle finger when that drawer come open. Smashed it right up against the truck there, side mm-hmm. of the truck. And I tell you, the bad thing about it too is that she's choir director down at the church,
mm-hmm.
and that left hand, that's her directing hand. And every time she brings in the altos, they think that she's flipping them off. Well, that ain't a very good situation to be in.
Right. But she, at this point, Mr. Mercer, she has not gone to the doctor.
No, there ain't going to be no doctor. In fact, I'm thinking it's somebody down there, and it may be you that's going to go to the doctor, because I don't get some money out of this thing. Somebody's going to get an ass whooping.
Well, Mr. Mercer, it sounds like she's really, from what you described, she suffered an injury. And
well, she done it.
Let me do this, Mr. Mercer. Give me... telephone number where you are?
No, I done talked to about four people there. Mm-hmm. You're the last person I talked to, and I ain't going to talk to nobody else.
Okay, but what I'm going to do, Mr. Mercer...
I'll tell you what, why don't you... Because I figured it out, and
okay.
We make about $200 a week off them sales of them dream catchers and rain sticks down
mm-hmm.
there. If you just give me about $200 a week till she heals up and can go to commencing weaving again, then we'll be all right.
Okay, I understand.
Either that or you're somebody going to get an ass whooping.
I understand what you're asking, Mr. Mercer.
Yeah.
We have... As you would expect, being in business, we have insurance for accidents and for problems.
I hope you do, because you're going to get an ass whooping and need a little insurance. If you can't give me a check, would you let us set up a stand in your lobby and sell them things out of your lobby or your bank?
Mr. Mercer, that wouldn't be possible.
Well,
we've got a lot of people that, if we did that, we'd have to make that same offer available to thousands of people.
Well, I tell you what, I got a back bedroom full of stock back there. Why don't you just buy out my stock and give them away when the folks open Christmas Club accounts down there?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mercer, what you're asking me to do is see what the bank would be.
What I'm asking you to do is try to save yourself an ass whooping.
Mr. Mercer,
yep.
That's not going to happen.
Well, by God, it will if I don't get some satisfaction out of this. How do you expect me to live? I got obligations I got to keep up with over here. Cable bill. In fact, the cable man was over yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Threatened to unhurt the cable.
Well, Mr. Mercer, it sounds like you're asking me to give you money or you're threatening me. Is that what's happening here?
Let me see. I think that's just exactly what it boils down
to. Okay, I'm not going to carry the conversation any further, Mr. Mercer.
Well, now what are we going to do? You want to bring her down there with that? I guarantee you she'll bring down that bandaged finger and put a pop knot on your head.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen, Mr. Mercer.
Yeah? Could you just give me some free checks with maybe some Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters on them for my account?
Some free checks?
Yeah. Y'all charge me every time I get checks down there.
What, you want free checks on your account?
Well... Like Huckleberry Hound. And
is that what you have?
Magilla Gorilla. No, that's what I want, though. Them are too expensive. I never could afford them. I just got the plain blue ones.
I'm sure we could arrange giving you some free checks if that's what you want, Mr.
Well,
Mercer.
Well, that'd be all right, too.
What's your account number, Mr. Mercer?
It's 1-800-WHOOP-ASS.
Mr. Mercer, this is the end of the discussion.
Listen, I tell you what. Would you be more willing to listen to this if you... if you knew it was a joke. If your wife set it up, would you be? I'll tell you what, would you open an account for Phil and Brent down there?
You guys, I tell you what, I'm pretty patient, aren't I?
Yeah, you're really impatient.
I'm going to give myself an A on that one. That was pretty good.
You got it. A plus. Good job.
That's A for ass whoop is what it is.
I was going to say, you were pretty wild. I was hoping you weren't real big.
Well, I tell you what, I got me a big old tube sock down here with three rolls of quarters in it, though.
Whoa, boy, I was going to tell you I'm about 8 feet tall. I thought that'll be my last resort.
You know, trying to get money out of a banker ain't real easy.
No, it's not. But them Huckleberry Hound checks will be nice.
Well, I tell you what, I think I've got about half of Tulsa in my office right now laughing.
Yeah, your wife started this, then Libby got in on it.
Must be describing my ex-wife.
Oh, I see.
Uh-oh.
Well, what you and your wife and car do is...